This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 82 for Tuesday, October 1st. I'm Phil Frantz Warkenton. The ice futures canola market was stronger Tuesday, nearing chart resistance as activity resumed after yesterday's National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. Canola up $6 to nearly $9, November up $6.50 at $610.30 per ton. Reports that Iran launched a ballistic missile attack on Israel sent crude oil climbing higher today, with world vegetable oil markets also supported amid the escalating conflict. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were both higher, although Chicago soy oil backed away from its own gains, and the eventual losses there did temper the upside in canola to some extent. IDEA's canola yields may not live up to the official expectations were supportive, with provincial estimates and anecdotal reports generally coming in below the official StatsCan data. Striking grain workers at the Port of Vancouver reached a tentative deal over the weekend, and that took some uncertainty out of the canola market. However, strikes at U.S. ports along the East Coast and Gulf of Mexico could disrupt grain movement from the U.S. if that labor dispute lasts for any significant time. However, soybeans, corn, and wheat were all higher today, boosted by the unrest in the Middle East and dryness concerns in Brazil. Soybeans up only a quarter cent, though, at the final bell in the November contract at 10.57 and a quarter per bushel. The U.S. soybean harvest was 26% complete as of this past Sunday, 8 points ahead of average for this time of year. Condition ratings for the crop were left unchanged at 64% good to excellent. The USDA announced private export sales of 120,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. Corn saw a continuation of yesterday's rally, up 4 cents in the December contract at $4.29 per bushel. The U.S. corn harvest was 21% complete in the latest weekly report. That's 3 points ahead of average. The good to excellent rating dipped 1 point, now at 64%. Flash sales of 195,000 tons of corn to unknown destinations were supportive. Wheat futures were sharply higher on the day, with declining production estimates out of Ukraine and quality issues in Europe contributing to the advances. Minneapolis spring wheat up 13 cents in December at $6.35 per bushel. Kansas City up 14 cents in the December contract at $5.98 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat up 15 cents in December at $5.99 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat crop was 39% planted in the latest weekly report. That's 1 point ahead of average. That's a look at the ice futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, October 1st. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Warkenton.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.